twice he come round yesterday. Once in the morning and once in the afternoon.
Really? No, sorry, who did?
Tom Forrest, I told you.
Oh, of course. How could I forget?
You all right over there, Neil? Looking for something, are you?
Tomato soup.
Ah, bottom shelf, next to the mushroom. You see, Joe Grundy told Jennifer Aldridge that Tom had got it all wrong.
Had got what all wrong?
About the first tractor in Ambridge.
Ah, silly of me not to have guessed.
Well, Tom wanted me to tell Jennifer that he was right.
I see. I think. Was he?
Was he what?
Was he right about the tractor? Tom Forrest.
Oh, I've no idea. I can't remember.
Oh, if you would just give him my cigarettes, Martha.
All right. There we are, my dear. I thought perhaps you'd know, you know, because of your dad. Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hello, Martha. Nelson, the very man. I'm off into Borchester later, and I was going to drop into the antique shop. I need a present for me Auntie Rosie's birthday.
Oh, I'm sure we can find you something. But don't come before one. Debbie and I have to go and look at some library furniture this morning.
Do you mind if I just...
Oh, sorry, Neil.
Only I've got to get to work.
I'll see you later then, Ruth. Bye, Martha.
Oh, bye-bye, Nelson. This the lot then, Neil, is it?
Yeah. Oh, give me a packet of them razor blades, Martha, would you? Just behind you.
Right.
Been lumbered with buying the tea, have you, Neil?
Yeah. Well, someone's got to do it or we'll all starve.
Bad as that, is it?
Shopping should have been done Saturday by rights, but Susan's been, you know, a bit down and, well...
I'd have thought she'd have been as happy as Larry now that she's...
I don't think it's quite as simple as that, Martha.
No, it isn't. That's dead right.
Well, that's £7.92 and all together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ta. Do you want this box for your groceries?
Oh, yeah, ta. No, it isn't that simple at all. What with one thing and another, we never got to do the shopping. In fact, to be honest, it wasn't a great weekend all round.
You should change them, my dear.
Oh, thanks.
I'll open the door. Can you manage?
Yeah, I expect so. I have done up to now.
I mean... Oh, dear.
There's things not right in that family, you mark my words. And oh, look, he's gone and left his razor blades.
Oh, I might just catch him.
No, no, don't you bother yourself. I'll take him round later.
A rather respectable Chardonnay, I think you'll find. Such a successful morning's work should not be allowed to pass without due celebration.
Lovely. You think we did all right, then?
I think you did splendidly. Your very good health.
Cheers. I must say, I did enjoy it.
That was evident. Now all we have to do is to sell the stuff.
And, Nelson, I'd really like to have a go at finding a buyer for these things myself.
Be my guest.
You wouldn't mind?
Well, I'd be delighted.
Well, I'll make a few inquiries.
Come back to me if you have any problems.
Okay.
Ah, Ruth. Will you join us in a glass of wine?
What? Oh, no, thanks. I'm in the car. What's the occasion?
I think you might describe it as Debbie's professional coming of age.
Sorry? We had a bit of luck this morning. Oh, the library furniture. Mm. And we're toasting our good fortune. I didn't mean to spoil the party.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Ruth, but do I perceive that you're not exactly in party mood?
Well, no, not really. I've just come from talking to Usha. Oh, how is she? Well, she's getting quite desperate.
About the future of the business?
That's right. Shula still hasn't given her any indication of what she intends to do.
Tricky.
Usha doesn't want to pressurise her. But on the other hand...
It's odd, isn't it? Shula's been so efficient about everything else.
I really don't know what to do. I suppose I'm going to have to grasp the nettle and go...
Oh, she may have just overlooked it, been too busy.
Oh, I don't think so, somehow. Still, I shouldn't be boring you with it all. What I really came in about is me auntie's present. Any ideas, Nelson?
Huh? Oh, me? No. I think it's Debbie you should be speaking to, Ruth. She's the antiques expert these days. I merely provide the refreshments.
Oh, come on, Susan. I've only just got home and I've had a hard day.
I suppose you think I've been doing nothing.
Of course I don't.
I was in the estate office till 3. Then I had to go and pick the kids up.
I know.
Emma's been foul again. Answering me back, everything I say.
Well, I'll have a word with her.
What good will that do?
All right, I won't have a word with her.
And why did you buy tomato soup? You know she doesn't like it.
I bought it because I thought you liked it.
She's been nothing but trouble since the moment she got off the bus.
She's just a bit unsettled, that's all.
I saw Mo at the bus stop again. Much as she could do to say hello.
I expect she was in a hurry.
Doesn't want to be seen in public talking to someone with a prison record, you mean? Oh. Like everyone else.
That's nonsense, and you know it.
Is it? She was all right when I took the kids over there in the holidays. What other reason could there be?
I don't know, do I?
I don't know what I've done to upset her. I made her that cake and everything. I told her to say if it was too much trouble to have the kids.
Well, I don't know, Susan.
Have you done something?
What? No, of course not. Look, will you stop going on about Mo?
I thought she was supposed to be my friend.
Oh, for goodness
my
sake.
My friends are important to me, Neil.
Who on earth's that? I can't in.
Wasn't going on.
Oh, Martha.
Oh, hello.
What does she want?
You better come in.
I hope I haven't called at a bad time, but I thought I heard some kind of...
No, that was just the telly.
Did you want something, Martha?
Oh, yes. You left these razor blades in the shop this morning, Neil.
I was wondering where they got to, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd just drop them round.
Yeah, it's very kind of you.
Save your journey. I expect you've been at work today, Susan.
Yeah, I have.
You must be pleased to be back in the office.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Look, do you mind...
I suppose you don't know who had the first tractor in Ambridge, do you?
What? I'm sorry, Martha, but quite honestly, it is a bit of a bad moment.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm not one to say what I'm not wanting.
Oh, look, it's not
I was
much.
Just trying to be helpful, that's all. I'll see myself out, shall I?
Yeah, right.
Thanks ever so much, Martha, for bringing me... Susan, did you have to be so rude?
Oh, she's the one who's being rude, nosy old cow.
It's no wonder you're losing all your friends if that's how you treat them.
I'd hardly call Martha Woodford a bosom buddy.
Oh, you know what I mean. She was good to me, was Martha.
But you don't understand, do you?
No, I'm beginning to think I don't.
You might at least try. What are you doing?
I'm putting my jacket on.
Where are you going?
Out.
Where? I thought John was doing the pigs tonight.
He is. I'm just going for a walk round, that's all.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Don't go, Neil. Please.
It's best if I go. Don't worry, love. I'll be back in a bit.
Are you sure you won't have one?
No, thanks. That's the second offer of wine I've had today. Nelson and Debbie were ploughing their way through a bottle when I went in at lunchtime.
Oh, did you get something for your aunt?
Yeah, a beautiful decoupage drinks tray.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely price and all. Cost loads more than I meant to pay. But Debbie talked me into it.
She's turning into quite a shrewd operator, I gather.
Exactly. While I was in Borchester, I dropped in on Usha.
Ah.
Shula... I think...
It's all right. I know what you're going to say.
She's just a bit concerned.
I haven't done anything about the business.
She's beginning to find it rather awkward.
I keep meaning to. I just haven't had time.
I know. And she understands that, of course. But I think, you know...
Yes, I will get round to it. Really.
Shula... You know, the last thing in the world anyone wants to do is to put pressure on you. Only...
I will get round to it.
You've been saying that for a while now.
I can't.
I'm sorry. I didn't
mean... I just can't.
Why don't you let us help you, David?
It's all that's left.
But it's not...
You don't know what it's like, Ruth.
Of course I don't. I realise that, but...
His clothes. I had to sort out his clothes. That was the first thing. I don't know why. I didn't know where to start. Start with his clothes. It seemed sensible. I have to be sensible, I kept telling myself. But nobody tells you what to do with his clothes. When you've sorted them out, what do you do with them? Mum helped me. We sorted them all out. I gave some to Bunty. This cricket thing's to David. Dad had his cap. I put the rest in a dustbin bag and left them on the doorstep of the Oxfam shop. Then I sorted out his books and his photos. Photos I'd forgotten. Photos I'd never seen. I found his prep school tie. I gave that to Bunty. A theatre ticket from Hong Kong when I went to meet him. His old SDP membership card. Things like that. His whole life. I sorted through it all. I put it all away. Neatly. Neatly put away. And I answered the letters, changed the bank account, wrote to the electricity company, the council offices, the water board, the shop that rents us the video. I write to inform you that my husband, Mr. Mark Hebden...
Oh,
Mr. Mark Hebden died on the 17th of February, 1994. Sorted it out. Drew a line underneath. Tied up the loose ends. I did all that needed to be done. And I can't do any more. I can't face any more. It broke my heart. It broke my heart. Because I miss him so much. I miss Mark so much.
I wanted to make sure you had all the details of this group we've got in on Wednesday.
Oh, the ones who are coming on here for dinner?
Mm.
Yes, here we are. 18 of them. 3 vegetarians... and 1 doesn't eat fish. Nigel came in and went through it all with me.
Oh, he did come.
You seem surprised.
Oh, not really. It's just with one thing and another, I hardly ever seem to see Nigel these days.
So there's the odd hiccup in communication?
Something like that.
Busy then, are you?
Just a bit. Apart from this due on Wednesday, we've got a conference coming up. I've got to organise a medieval banquet for next week. We're doing 2 weddings on Saturday.
I'm sorry I asked.
It's an absolute nightmare. We haven't even got time to celebrate my birthday on Thursday.
Oh, that is serious.
Earliest evening we can manage is next Monday. Oh, actually, I'm getting a tiny bit cheesed off with being expected to do it all on my own.
Well, why? Where's Nigel?
Well, he's had several days away on business.
Oh, he mentioned he was going away this Friday. Derby, is it?
That's right. He also has to visit his mother.
Oh, yes.
And he's been spending a lot of time helping Shula. I mean, I know he's being sweet and kind and everything, but...
But it doesn't help you?
Well, not when I'm left to sort out the things he hasn't done as a result. And then, of course, I start feeling guilty that I'm resenting the time he's spending with Shula.
And that just makes matters worse.
I feel awful even telling you.
Oh, I know the feeling. It's not unlike the one I'm beginning to have about Caroline.
I thought she was getting better.
Oh, she is. Not as quickly as some people seem to think. But that's the problem, really. The more interest she takes in the place, the more I feel she's looking over my shoulder.
Oh, yes. It must be awkward.
Well, at the same time, when I actually would like some advice, she's not really well enough to come up with the goods. So either way, I find myself getting irritated. Then I go away and think about it, and I feel a complete, you know...
Well, at least it's nice to know I'm not the only one.
No. And I've got Sid putting pressure on me at home. He doesn't think he is, but he is.
About the restaurant, you mean?
Hmm. He and Guy had another business meeting. And Sid suggested we start doing some kind of research by going to bistros and restaurants and what have you, to see what they offer.
And to sample what they offer, I hope.
Oh, of course. I mean, it sounds wonderful in theory. And Guy was all for it.
Presumably you can claim it on expenses.
Oh, yes. In fact, Sid's booked us a meal on Sunday. Oh, and it's a nice surprise, and it's fine, and I'm very pleased.
But
he assumes that it'll be the first of many. And I simply don't have time at the moment to take a couple of nights a week off to play at being Aegon Rone.
Neil?
Oh, Mrs. Archer,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I just came to remove the flowers.
Oh. Yeah, I see.
They didn't get taken away after the evening service on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I...
No, you don't have to.
Oh, I've got to go anyway.
Is everything all right, Neil?
What? Oh, yeah. Thanks. I just needed to think, you know, somewhere quiet, like.
Is there anything I can do?
No, I'm fine.
You did seem very deep in thought.
I was just remembering, that's all.
Remembering?
Yeah. When I was a kid. You know, it's funny in a way.
Go on.
I was just thinking, I used to spend weeks, months sometimes, really looking forward to things. You know, the way you do when you're a kid.
Yes.
And then, when they came, somehow they never quite turned out as good as I'd expected.
Hello, love. I forgot me...
Your sandwiches, yeah. I know. I've got them here.
Hey, what's this then?
Where's milk?
Well, I know that. It's the price of it I'm on about.
Oh, it started yesterday when I wasn't here. It's Mr. Woolley's idea.
Oh, great, that's all I need. It's 6p cheaper than what I'm selling it for.
Well, I did warn you, he wouldn't be pleased when he found out you were selling papers.
Ah, so I suppose this is him trying to get his own back. Yeah, well, we'll see about that, Jack Woolley.
Mike, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know till I've thought about it, do I? Know what I'd like to do?
Yeah, well, don't. I mean, I've got to work for him.
More's the pity. Here, don't forget you promised to help us with a planting this evening.
No, I won't. Brenda's going to her friend's, so as soon as I've finished here at 5:30, I'll pop in and make sure Roy's all right. Then I'll be ready to help.
Oh, look, well, when you see Roy, tell him Sid Perks wants him up at cricket nets tomorrow. Reckons he could get a regular place in the team this year.
Really? Yeah. Ooh, he'll be thrilled. Oh, hello, Caroline. Nice to see you.
Hello, Betty. Oh, and,
It is good to see you looking so much better, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. Ready to go back to work before long, I shouldn't wonder.
Oh, I'm not too sure about that, Mike.
Were you looking for something in particular?
Yes, Yes, paper handkerchiefs. One of the little packets.
Up there by the exercise books.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
That's all, Betty, actually.
Well, that's just 24p, then, please.
So you brought the Bentley, then?
Higgs is driving me to the hospital. I'm still having physiotherapy. Oh, hell! I keep doing all these exercises, but the fingers on this hand...
No, it's all right. I've got it. There you are. And there's your change.
Thanks. Yeah, I better dash. We've got Mr. Woolley in the car as well.
Oh, him. The cut-price milk baron.
Well, I hope for your sake he's in a better mood than he was earlier.
Why? What was the matter?
Oh, I don't know the details.
Probably run out of room in his wallet.
Yeah, having to hold the fort at Grey Gables when he was supposed to be taking Mrs. Woolley out. Something like that.
Oh, strange. Wonder what that was all about. Bye, Betty. Bye.
Bye, Caroline.
She does look better, but she's still not really with it, is she?
Ah, she'll be right as rain in a bit. It's funny, though, isn't it?
What?
Well, there she goes in that Bentley. I mean, you'd have thought the vicar had taken her the fizzy at Wasset sessions, wouldn't you?
Sure you're not too cold?
No, I love eating outdoors.
Have some more salad, dear.
Thanks. Did Sheila really break down completely?
So Rue said. Well, I think it was bound to come sooner or later. I know she seems so calm and efficient, but it's not good to keep your grief bottled up like that. In the long run, I'm sure it'll do her good. It was rather a shock for Ruth, though.
And I suppose it doesn't solve the problem of the business.
No. But David's offered to take all that on and sort it out, and I think Sheila will agree.
David, does he have the time?
He's going to make time. Now Shula's had to realise she isn't made of steel, we're all going to have to support her as much as we can.
Oh, dear. Now I feel awful.
What do you mean?
I was only telling Kathy this morning how I was starting to get fed up with Nigel spending so much time with Shula. You must think I'm so selfish.
No, of course not, dear. It's only natural. If you love someone, you want to be with them all the time.
It may be natural, but it's not very constructive, is it?
Well, Nigel has been a great help to Shula, and for the moment, you'll have to try to be patient. But I do understand how difficult that is for you.
The thing is, Mum, I can never quite forget that before he ever went out with me...
Hello!
Oh, hello, Betty. Come and join us.
Oh, didn't mean to interrupt your
lunch. It's all right. We've nearly finished, haven't we, Elizabeth?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have.
Just wanted a word about the WI on Thursday.
The birthday celebration meeting.
Oh, you're not celebrating my birthday at the WI.
It's the Queen's birthday we had in mind.
Oh, is it your birthday as well? You're doing something nice?
No, no time this week, I'm afraid. But I am being taken out to a slap-up dinner next Monday.
Oh, well, you've something to look forward to, then. Look, the thing is, Jill, Clary's up to her eyes working.
Yes, saving up for her airfare.
Yeah, that's right. And seeing that I'm keen she does go to Merriwell to keep an eye on Brenda, It's only fair to try and take some of the load off her.
Of course. I'll help, Betty.
Oh, thanks ever so much. I'm very grateful.
Talking of the Grundys, you haven't seen Joe, have you?
No, why?
Jenny was looking for him for her history project.
I thought Uncle Tom was helping her.
Well, he was. But I think he's had his nose rather put out of joint.
Kathy.
Oh, Caroline.
I'm glad I've caught you. Could I have a word?
Oh, well, I'm terribly
busy. It won't take a moment.
Well, I've got these menus.
It is rather important.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
It's been worrying me all day.
I beg your pardon?
I've been turning it over and over in my mind.
I'm sorry.
Whether I ought to say anything or not.
Well, as you've obviously decided that you ought to, why don't you say it?
I went to the hospital this morning.
Yes, I know.
Mr. Woolley was talking about Sunday.
Sunday?
I gather you're having the evening off.
Oh, that's right. Sid and I...
And you've asked Mr. Woolley to stand in for you.
Yes, I have.
The thing is, Kathy, well, I hope you don't mind me saying, but when there's a function like that, it really is your duty to be here.
I see.
I mean, Mr. Woolley's very good-natured and he wouldn't say anything.
No, it's all right.
But he was meant to be going out with Mrs. Woolley on Sunday evening.
If it's my duty to be here, Caroline, then I'll be here.
You will?
Naturally. I mean, I'd hate to let the side down or put Mr. Woolley to any inconvenience just because I want to go out to celebrate my wedding anniversary with my husband.
Your wedding anniversary?
Oh, don't worry. I expect I'll have another one next year. But, Kathy...
Oh, no.
Get off! Go on, shoot! Oh, look at that. Now, go on, will you? Move! Wretched animals. Look, get away from those!
Betty, what's going on?
Oh, thank goodness you're here. It's Neil's pigs. They've had the fence down.
Oh, what a mess. I mean, look at it.
I've been trying to get them off.
Well, it ain't no good waving your arms about like that.
It won't do
no good. Look, you stop there. I'll just go and get some nuts.
Hey, Mike!
Just stop still, love.
Oh, it's easier said than done. Oh, look at the broccoli.
Right you are, now. Get behind them.
Okay.
No, don't try driving them, Betty. She'll come to me when she hears these. Come on, girl. Come on, that's it. Come on. There you are, see?
Oh, yeah.
The piglets will follow behind. That's it, come on. Always follow a bucket, they're pigs. No use trying to drive them.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to get them off your seedlings.
Here you come on, that's it, all of you. Come on. Right. That's better. Oh, this is great, isn't it? I mean, what's the matter with this fence, then?
Well, be careful, Mike.
Oh, it's a blooming wonder they went through it. The flaming thing ain't switched on. Here, look, grab hold of that. See if we can...
Betty, what's going on?
Might ask you the same question, mate.
Here's your pigs, Neil. They got out.
Yeah, proceeded to hold a blooming barn dance on my vegetable plot. I mean, look at it.
Got out, how could they?
Dead easy. Electric fencing on, is it?
What?
Yeah, some Burke must have left it switched off when he fed him.
Oh, don't look at me. John fed him last night. If someone switched it off, it's him.
Yeah, that's not the point, is it, Neil? It's your responsibility. I mean, look at it. It's a blooming bomb site. A month's work down the drain, that is. And what am I supposed to do with this flaming mess?
Well, I don't know. You could try claiming on the insurance.
Oh, thanks a bunch. Is that all you got to say?
No, Mike. Seeing as you ask, it isn't. Quite honestly, I don't give a stuff what you do.
Hey?
I've had it up to here with a lot of you. You, John, and everyone else and all.
Neil?
This business with John's been nothing but trouble from the start. Now I've got you blaming me for something I ain't done.
Now listen,
mate. No, I ain't flaming listening. Far as I'm concerned, you can go to hell with a lot of you.
What do you mean?
What I say. I ain't having no more of John's pigs up here.
Well, it's your pigs is the problem.
And I ain't having your market garden either, so you can just clear off, Mike, and take your rotten vegetables with you.
Oh, you don't mean that, Neil. You're upset.
I mean every blooming word. You see if I don't. Hey, John, just a minute.
Dad, gotta go pick up the carcasses from the abattoir.
Oh, that can wait. They won't run away. I want a word with you first. Turn that engine off.
Go on, then.
I've just had Mike Tucker on the phone to say he can't supply half the vegetables he's promised me on account of your stupidity.
How'd you work that one out?
Something about Neil's electric fence being switched off and his pigs getting onto Mike's vegetable patch.
Hey? Oh, blimey.
So it's true?
Well, sort of.
What sort of?
Yeah, I did switch the fence off.
What on earth for?
I went up there on Monday night to feed Neil's pigs and it was shorting. So I thought I'd just ought to mend it.
And then you forgot to switch it back on?
I don't remember, really. It's possible, I suppose.
Oh, John.
I was only trying to be helpful.
Oh, yes, very helpful.
Well, use a bit of initiative.
Perhaps you'd like to use a bit more initiative. Tell me what I'm supposed to sell in the shop instead of Mike's vegetables.
I told you, Dad, I was trying to help.
Yeah, well, I just hope you can convince Neil of that, because by all accounts, he was threatening you with all sorts last night.
Don't worry, I'll have a word with him.
Tony!
Oh, hi, Sid.
Can I go now?
Yeah, go on. Hey, and don't forget to pay my cheque into the bank like you promised.
Well, one from Robert Williams?
Yeah.
Did okay out of that deal in the end, didn't you?
Cheeky little
blighter. Robert Williams? Isn't he a film star?
No, that's Robin Williams.
How?
Robert Williams is the Welsh farmer whose lambs were on my 22 acres. He was here yesterday.
Oh, yes. You had some trouble with them at one stage, didn't you?
Oh, a bit of bad luck, that's all. Could have happened to anybody. There were no problems in the end. He was well pleased. Paid up all the rent he owed me and a £50 bonus.
Very nice, too.
Yeah. Almost makes up for the state of the pasture after all that wet weather.
Look, I wanted to have a word about the cricket. You know Linda's formally handing over this trophy to the club tonight.
After next? Yeah, of course.
Before that happens, we really ought to get the business of the new team selector sorted out.
Who replaces Mark on the committee, you mean?
Shula's going to be there tonight, and the last thing we want is anyone bringing the subject up in front of her.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I suppose Robert Snell's the obvious candidate.
Right. Well, several people have suggested him. The only trouble is, though, he's away so often during the week. I was wondering about Richard.
Well, good player, of course. But it's only his second season with the club. I don't know. I'll tell you what. Why don't we go inside, have a cup of tea and think it through?
What about this one?
No, that's just the Law Society. You won't need that.
All right. I better take this, though, hadn't I?
I really am grateful, David.
Oh, it's all right. What I'll do is I'll take it all home and I'll look over it to make sure I understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's quite complicated.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's the same principle as the farm, really. Then I'll make an appointment to see Usha. I'll see what ideas she has and I'll come back to you.
Thanks. These things are never so awful once you get started, are they?
No. No, but I know it can't be easy for you. You keep that.
Oh, yeah. Do apologise to Ruth for me again, won't you?
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm so sorry, falling apart like that.
Oh, Shula. You've been marvellous. The way you've coped... I don't know how you've done it, really. The baby and everything.
I've prayed a lot. I think that helps.
Well, you don't need to hide your grief from anybody in the family, you know.
Even so.
It needs to come out. We want to share it with you, really.
Yes, maybe. But you've got your own lives to worry about.
Oh, I gave up worrying about my life years ago. It's beyond help, I think.
Dad was telling me you're trying to persuade him to expand again.
Oh, well, I was disappointed when we didn't get Woodside Farm. I don't seem to have a copy of the agreement on the office premises.
Oh, no, he kept that separately in this drawer. Here you are.
Oh, great.
What's Dad's reaction to your empire building plans?
Oh, you know, cautious. But I'm convinced we should expand. Actually, I'm meeting Dad for lunch in the Bull when I've finished here. Do you want to come along as well?
Oh, no, I don't think so, thanks.
Won't be crowded at this time.
I'm going to be in the Bull tonight.
Oh, yeah, the cricket trophy. Are you sure?
Yes, I said I'd go.
Yeah, I know, but that was before...
Before I fell to pieces on the carpet.
Do you really want to put yourself through all that?
Don't worry, David. I'll be fine. To be honest, it's important to me that I'm there.
Oh, this pad's got a buckle missing. Chuck's another one out of the bag, will you, Dad?
Right. Here you are. How'd you get on with Neil?
I didn't.
What do you mean?
Well, I tried to apologise, but he wouldn't listen. Just said he's had it up to here and he's not going to have any more of my pigs up there. Blah, 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 moan, moan. He's in a really funny mood.
Has been all week, apparently.
He looks like death. Ah, hallelujah, a pair of pads that fit.
You get your pork done?
Yeah? Oh, yeah, don't worry. It's all bagged, weighed, priced and in the freezer. Hey, you never guess what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after what happened before, I left the heads at the abattoir this time.
Well, I should hope so.
Well, the moment I get home, there's a phone call from Elizabeth. Have I got a pig that I can let her have for some medieval banquet she's organising?
That's life for you. One door closes and another one slams in your face.
Careful, Dad, you're sounding like Neil.
You ready, John?
Yeah, just let me get my gloves on.
All right, tell David to give you a knock in that net now, will he?
Right you are, Sid. Yeah, give us a bat, David.
Good turnout, isn't it?
Yeah. About the only one missing is Robin.
I suppose he's visiting Caroline.
Yeah, probably. Were you trying to get hold of him?
Well, I've been trying to speak to everyone in the club about, well, you know, what we were talking about this morning.
What's the feeling?
Well, we've got it dead right. Everyone agrees it's a very appropriate choice. Well, sort of keeps it in the family, too.
Oh, good. Well, now's our chance to settle it.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, well done, David. Yeah, it's a good knock. Some nice stuff there.
Oh, thanks. Still getting half my straight drives going over third slip, huh?
David, we wanted a word with you.
Oh, yeah, what about... Sid, we really must clean these pads.
As you know, we're going to need another member of the selection committee to replace Mark.
And we thought, you know, we don't want to hold an election or anything, so we've been asking around and everyone in the club has agreed. We wondered if you'd be willing to take it on.
Me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, Sid. I'd be absolutely delighted.
Are you sure you're all right?
I would be if you didn't keep asking me. Honestly, Dad, I'm fine.
Well, here we are then. Deep breath.
Yeah, deep breath. Crumbs. It's packed.
Shula! Mr. Archer, lovely to see you.
Hello, Sid.
Shula. Oh, it's so nice of you to come. Now, you come with me and let me get you a drink.
Oh,
It's all right, Dad. You don't need to worry.
And I'd like to show you the trophy before it's presented.
Oh, that'd be nice, Linda. I'll follow you, shall I?
That's right, this way.
She's a brave girl.
Yes, I hope she's not trying to be too brave. But she'll be thrilled to see how many have turned out.
Whole club's here. Even Robin. Mm-hmm. He wasn't at Nets, but he came back specially.
Hello, Phil.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Oh, well, fine. Better get back behind the bar. If you'll excuse me.
Dad, your drink.
A bit busy.
What? You bought me a drink? Blimey. Now I've seen everything.
Oh, David's bringing you one, Phil.
Oh, fine.
Bet you didn't buy Neil one.
Well, I tried, honest. He told me to... Well, he didn't take me up on the offer.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Dad, can you grab this?
Oh, yeah, thanks, David.
Oh, what a crush.
Yeah.
Where's Sheila?
No, hey, it's all right. She's with Linda Snell.
Yeah, she's showing her the trophy.
Oh, dear me. It's a bit hot and sweaty, isn't it?
Well, I must say, I did notice a slight...
Sorry. I could have done with a shower after Nets.
Yes.
When's Sid going to do something about getting some showers in that pavilion?
Oh, he has tried. He's spoken to Jack Woolley a couple of times.
Yeah, hasn't got very far, though. Sheila, are you all right?
Don't you start. I am all right, and it's a lovely trophy.
Where's Linda?
With Sid. She asked me if I was ready for them to do the form.
Ladies and gentlemen!
But I didn't want to go up there. She said I could skulk at the back.
Ladies and gentlemen! Q. Mrs. Snell has a few words she'd like to say.
Thank you, Sid. May I first say how delighted and indeed moved I am to see so many people present at this occasion, which brings together members of the Ambridge Pantomime Company and Ambridge Cricket Club. When the question came up of what use should be made of the modest profits from this year's pantomime, Sleeping Beauty, there was only one possible answer, that it should be used in some way that would commemorate the life of our very dear friend, Mark Hebden. And I'm happy to say that after due thought and consultation, we have decided on what I hope you will agree is a very suitable memorial, this cricket trophy, which I should now like to hand over formally to Mr. Perks, captain of Ambridge Cricket Club.
Oh, she did that very nicely.
Yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Snell. It gives me great pleasure to accept the trophy on behalf of the club. As many of you already know, it'll be competed for in an annual single wicket competition open to all members of the village, both male and female. And the inaugural competition will be held on Bank Holiday Monday, the 30th of May. In recent weeks, much has been said about Mark by people who are far better with words than I am. But I can't let this occasion pass without adding that Mark was a dedicated cricketer who gave an enormous amount to this club in very many ways. What we have lost is a stylish batsman in the Gower mould, one of the few members in history ever to make 100 for the club, an instinctive close fielder, and a wise and fair selector. But most of all, we've lost a great friend, someone of rare integrity who would do anything for you and whom you knew you could trust. In cricketing terms, this handsome trophy commemorates a man who was both a fine player and a true gentleman.
Are you all right, Julia?
Just cuddle me, Dad. Please. Just give me a hug.
It's quite a nice place, this.
I've been here a few times. And I love this garden.
Good coffee, too. Another cup.
Thanks. It's really nice of you to break your journey like this.
Oh, London to North Wales is a bit much to do all in one go. Anyway, I wanted to hear if anything came of the tip I gave you.
The library? Yes. We went down there on Monday and picked up some really nice pieces.
I thought some of it was worth a look.
You were right. They were very eager to sell, so we managed to get most of it at a pretty good price.
Nelson was pleased.
Absolutely. Cracked open a bottle of wine on the strength of it. But the best thing was he let me do most of the negotiation.
Ah, that's the real fun of it, in my view.
Isn't it? At least it is when it goes well. And now I'm in the middle of trying to find a buyer.
Any luck?
Well, nothing concrete, but I have a couple of calls to make this afternoon. And another promising whisper that I'm going to pursue next week.
You've been busy.
Well, I want to show Nelson that I can see it through. Oh, and I was talking to Guy Pemberton yesterday, and he mentioned that Mrs. Rodway, oh, you know, the wife of the estate agent in Borchester, she's on the lookout for a library table.
I'm impressed.
So I'm going to follow that one up through Schuler.
You seem to be really enjoying yourself.
Oh, I'm loving it. Particularly is it stuff I bought myself, and trying to place it is very exciting.
I'm glad. I suppose I hoped you might have a taste for the buying and selling lark. And somehow I don't see Adam sniffing around the auctions for a bargain.
Oh, I don't know. I seem to remember you sending him a load of antiquarian books at one stage.
Books about early agricultural practices. I don't think he was interested in them as artifacts.
You've never really come to terms with the fact that some people still acquire books because they actually want to read them, have you?
Good Lord, no. Who's having this last pastry?
You are. Go on. You know you want it.
Am I that transparent?
Yes. How is Adam, anyway? I think it's some time since Mum had a letter.
He's fine. Still in Burundi, still involved with Action Aid.
He was working on some project with school gardens, wasn't he?
He was, but he's more involved in animal husbandry now, as far as I can gather. And he's becoming more and more bound up with the politics of the whole business.
Politics?
With a small p. You know, whether we have as much to learn from the Third World as they have to learn from us, that sort of thing.
No sign of him coming back yet, then?
I don't think so.
It'll be nice to see him again.
Perhaps one day we can all three meet for coffee and pastries.
Why not?
Look, I'm afraid I ought to be pushing on if I'm going to get there by lunchtime. Where's the bill?
Oh, no, I'll pay.
Nonsense. I'll settle it on the way out. You can pay next time.
Okay, it's a deal.
And talking of deals, do let me know how you get on with selling this library stuff.
Right, I will.
I'm so sorry I haven't managed to get round to see you for a few days.
Oh, don't be silly. I gather you've been pretty busy.
Absolutely frantic, yes. We had a big do yesterday. And we've got a conference coming up. and two weddings, a banquet, oh, you name it.
Sounds horrendous.
I'm in Derby all day tomorrow, and I've got to visit Mummy this evening. And so it goes on. Oh, but there's no excuse.
It sounds like a very good excuse to me. And anyway, much as I like seeing you, I don't expect you to keep coming round.
No, you're far too nice for that. But I have been terribly concerned about you.
I know. And you've been such a help.
I mean, since I heard about...
Oh. You've been talking to Ruth.
I did pop round as soon as I heard. But you weren't in.
You needn't have worried. It was just one of those things.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Once I'd got it out of my system, I felt a lot better. I'm fine now.
Shula, we have known each other for a long time. You don't have to pretend to me.
I'm not pretending. I'm far more worried about Susan, actually.
Susan?
Yes, there's obviously something terribly wrong between her and Neil.
Don't try and change the subject.
I'm not.
But then why aren't you looking at me?
Well...
Having to deal with the arrangements for Mark's business must have been awful.
David's been a great help.
And then on top of that, there was the presentation last night. Well, how did that go?
I'm glad I was there.
Shula, you don't have to put on a brave face. It's me, Nigel.
I am glad I went. And it was beautifully done. Very dignified, sincere. But you're right. I did find it terribly difficult.
Poor Shula, let me give you a hug.
Oh, thanks. In fact, if I'm honest, it's been a rotten week.
I know.
Oh, Nigel. Will it ever stop hurting?
Yes, it will. In time. What you need is an evening out, away from Ambridge. Being wined and dined in your best frock by an old chum who won't expect you to be brave or put on an act. And doesn't care if you cry into the profiteroles.
Oh, Nigel.
With Dr. Parchetta's orders, I insist.
But what about Mummy?
Oh, we don't want her to come.
Idiot. I thought you were supposed to be visiting her this evening.
Hmm. Never mind, I think I can get round that. I'm sure I can sort something out before this evening. And I'll give Lizzie a call. So what do you say?
It sounds a lovely idea.
Excellent. And instead of sitting and thinking all afternoon, why don't you go and buy a dress or get your hair done or something silly like that in honour of the occasion?
Oh, no. Joe.
Oh, blimey. Weighs a ton, this does.
What on earth have you got in that box?
Portable television. That's why it says portable television on the side.
You want to sell me a portable television?
Of course I don't. We've just bought it here. Oh, that's better. Right. Where is she then?
Where is who?
Debbie Blummin' Aldridge. She was supposed to be here dinner time.
Yes, she was, but she's been delayed.
Oh, delayed now, is it? Well, she ain't getting away with it, because I ain't giving up till I find her. She can hide, but she can't run.
Or words to that effect. Am I to understand that my assistant has in some way incurred your displeasure, Joe?
Swindled me, she has. First it was you, now it's her.
What exactly is the problem?
Oh, don't pretend you don't know.
I don't have to, I don't know.
Got the cheque this morning for me posset
book. Oh, that.
Ah, that. Look here, look, eh? 15% less than it fits, they sent
but
me.
That's the commission.
Commission's 2.5%. Everybody knows that. I've been going to auctions for years.
On livestock, it may be 2.5, Joe, but on antiques, it's 15.
You must think I'm daft.
I'd rather not go into that. But it's nothing to do with Debbie anyway. The commission's a matter for the auctioneers.
And who was it persuaded me to take my posset pot to them auctioneers?
Debbie was trying to do you a favour, somewhat in defiance of my better judgment.
Do herself a favour, more like. Well, so she's entered into a confederacy with them people, told them to charge me over the odds, and they split a difference
between
them.
No, don't be ridiculous. 15% is the standard commission charge.
We ain't got your word for that. I ain't budging till I seen her. Do you mind if I sit down?
Not on that chair. Oh, use this one if you must. What are you doing?
Well, I'm packing me new telly. I ain't had a look at it yet.
Oh, no. Oh, Nigel.
Hello, Nelson. Gosh, Joe, what are you doing?
Feeding me ferret. What does it look like?
Oh, I see. Nelson, I've come to ask you the most enormous favour.
Go on.
Well, the thing is, I was supposed to be visiting Mummy this evening, but something's come up that I need to do instead.
And you want me to go in your place?
I wouldn't ask, but it is frightfully important.
Of course. The first buds of spring, the welkin overcast with romance.
What?
A young man's thoughts. I'd be delighted to stand in for you, dear boy.
You're a brick. Oh, and supplementary favour, can I use your phone?
Well, of course.
Thanks.
Look here, would you credit it? I pays all that money for a telly. I haven't even got a plug on it. Let's just sit here somewhere.
Hello. Yes, may I speak to Elizabeth, please?
Mind where you're throwing that.
Well, it's only polystyrene. I thought they put a flaming plug on the darn thing.
Oh, I see. No, it doesn't matter. Thanks.
No joy?
No. I only got Mrs. Pugsley. Now, Liz is out.
Well, it'll just have to be a surprise for her, then. Joe, what are you doing?
There's a plug on this old radio you got here. I got a pocket screwdriver somewhere.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you to it, Nelson. Thanks ever so much for agreeing to go and see Mummy.
Oh, yes, it's fine, Nigel. Joe, if you don't leave that plug alone, you're going to have to pay for it.
There's no skin off my nose, too much.
£1.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
Right, now, won't take me 5 minutes. Where's my plug this in when I done it? Ration's on soon.
Can't stop. I'm on my way out.
You've had your hair done. It looks lovely.
Thanks. But I found your message on the answer phone, and as I was passing anyway...
Oh, it wasn't really urgent, and it's just we've got some library furniture to sell.
Oh, yes, Nelson was telling me.
And there's a rumour that Mrs. Rodway was after a library table. I wondered whether you might have heard anything.
Well, I'm only in the estate office at the moment. Oh. But I can try and find out more for you if you like.
Oh, would you? I'd be ever so grateful. Oh, hello, Dad.
Hello, Di. Oh, hello, Shula.
Hello.
Haven't seen you for a while. How are you?
Fine, thanks. But I'm afraid I must be going.
Well, don't let me chase you out.
Oh, I'm supposed to be meeting someone later. I'll let you know if I come up with anything, Debbie.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Bye. Bye. Bye, Brian.
Bye, Shula. What have you two been plotting?
Nothing. No, Shula's just helping me follow up a possible sales lead, that's all.
Oh, so you've got her in on it as well.
Dad.
I'm only joking, darling. How's it going, anyway? Any nearer to placing the stuff?
Nearer, but not quite there yet.
Did Joe Grundy ever catch up with you?
Oh.
He came up here early on while I was checking the lambs.
Oh.
And that was before I saw to the deer, and the fishing lake, and the riding course.
Yes, OK, Dad. We went through all that this morning, but I've got a job to do.
I know, Debbie. And I've been thinking... I've been really grateful for your help on the farm, and I realise I've been... Well, I've rather taken advantage of you.
What do you mean?
Well, in future, I'd like to pay you properly for what you do.
What?
Well, next week, for instance, I've got this IAX form to do. I'm going to need a lot of help. So I'll pay you a proper week's wages at the going rate.
Dad, no. The money's not the point. I'm only too happy to help out when I have the time. I enjoy it.
I don't expect you to work for nothing.
No, I'm afraid next week I simply don't have the time.
How do you mean? Why not?
I just thought it was obvious. I've got to get this furniture sold.
Well, can't Nelson do that?
No, he can't.
Darling, just at the moment, my need of you is greater than Nelson's.
You don't understand, do you, Dad? Listen, this is my deal, and I'm going to see it through.
I don't care what you call them. They ain't hot.
What's all this noise? What's going on?
Your blooming waitress don't seem to understand plain English.
Yes, all right, Trudy. Now then, what's the problem, Mr. Grundy?
Well, here's the problem.
Yes?
Well, look at the menu. There, see? What's that say?
Hot buttered tea cakes.
That's right, and that's what I ordered. But these ain't hot buttered tea cakes.
They look like it to me, Joe.
You better look again then, because that butter ain't melted.
Oh, I see.
Hot buttered tea cakes. You put the butter on as soon as they come out from under the grill, so it's all nice and runny.
Yes.
These ones, they let them go cold, didn't they? Then they put the butter on after.
Trudy, would you go to the kitchen, please, and bring Mr. Grundy fresh tea cakes, and please ensure that they're done properly. Oh, and these can be thrown away.
Oh, there ain't no need for that.
I beg your pardon?
Well, now they're here, I might as well eat them.
Oh, certainly not. I wouldn't hear of you being allowed to eat food that isn't entirely to your satisfaction.
Oh, I am, I am.
Oh, that's not the way we do things at Grey Gables. And now, if you'll excuse me, I trust you'll enjoy the rest of your morning coffee. Kathy, Caroline, I didn't see you there. I was looking for you. Then I heard the commotion. And now you're going to tell me how badly I handled the situation.
No.
No, of course not. On the contrary, it was a masterpiece of tact and diplomacy.
Really?
I probably have told him to get knotted and then live to regret it. What you did was just right.
Well, that's a relief.
I was looking for you, but not because I wanted to find fault. Honestly. No. Sorry.
How are you, anyway? I don't seem to have seen you for a while.
I've been trying to keep out of your way.
Why?
Because I realised I was being totally unfair, following you about and watching you. And also because I felt utterly wretched about what happened on Tuesday. Oh. Please believe me, I had absolutely no idea it was your anniversary on Sunday. Of course, I'd never... I should have realised.
It doesn't matter. We're going for a celebration meal tonight instead.
Yes, so I gather. But it does matter. Look, I know I can't make it up to you, but by way of apology, I'd like you to accept this.
Oh.
As a gift. Perhaps some... Oh, I don't know. You might like to wear it for the occasion.
A silk scarf? Caroline, it's beautiful. But you shouldn't.
I bought it for our honeymoon.
Oh, it's...
Anyway, I really would like you to have it.
But I don't deserve...
Together with my apologies for the way I've behaved over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, there's no need.
I do realise how irritating it must have been.
Well, it's partly my fault as well. After all you've been through, perhaps I should have managed to be a little more tolerant and patient.
I hope you don't mind me getting on.
No, of course not.
Only I've had that much to do this week, I'm all behind. I ain't even done the washing yet. Oh, look at the state of William's trousers.
Well, I just thought I'd make one last effort to track Joe down.
Joe, you'll be lucky.
He's not here.
I ain't got the foggiest notion where he is, tell you the truth. Here, do you think you could pass me that powder over?
This?
Oh, no, where's the little ball thing gone? No, Joe's been behaving most peculiar. Sat in bed watching breakfast TV till 9:30 this morning, he were.
In bed?
Yeah, bought himself a new telly. Lord alone knows where he got the money from.
Isn't that machine rather full, Clary?
Oh, it'll do. Then he put on his best suit and went out. Wouldn't say where he were going. I don't know what he's playing. I'm fed up with him.
Well, I'm not too pleased with him myself. Oh, I just don't understand it. He seemed so keen on the Rural Reminiscences project last week.
That's Joe for you. Blow up, blow cold.
Oh, well, I wonder if I can persuade Uncle Tom to take part again, since Joe clearly isn't going to be much help.
Joe ain't no use to man nor beast at the moment.
Otherwise, the whole project is in danger of grinding to an ignominious halt.
Hello, mind if I come in?
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Clary. Oh, I'm Jennifer.
Hello.
Say, what's up with Brian?
Oh,
I just saw
him. Don't ask. Debbie's upset him. Look, I'd better get off and see if I can catch Uncle Tom.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, sorry about Joe.
Oh, don't worry. Bye.
Bye, Elizabeth. Bye. Oh, I wonder what Debbie's done.
Sit down if you want, Elizabeth. I might put the kettle on now I've got that washing in.
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm afraid Nigel's away and I've got a million things to do.
Oh, I know the feeling.
I just popped in to ask whether you might be interested in an evening's work next week.
Oh.
You see, we've got this medieval banquet and I need another waitress, and I heard you were in the market for extra work.
I'm not sure.
I know it's not terrific money, but you'll come away with more than you get for an evening at the ball.
Medieval banquet?
That's right.
Well, I am grateful to you for offering, Elizabeth, really, but... I've had a bit of experience of medieval banquets. You have to go about half naked and get your bottom pinched by businessmen, don't you?
Certainly not. Not this time, anyway.
Are you sure?
Positive. It'll be an altogether more refined clientele. Well, they may pinch the cutlery, but they won't touch your bottom.
Oh, well, if you're sure in that case, I'd be glad of the extra money.
Brilliant. How's the savings campaign going, anyway?
Not too bad. Well, I'm that tired, I don't know whether I'm coming or going, but... Well, I've picked up quite a few bits extra this week.
Good.
And I got an extra shift at the ball tonight because Sid and Kathy are going out.
Evening.
Hello again, Joe. You're bright and early. What can I get you?
Drinks all round on me.
I beg your pardon?
You heard, woman. Drinks all round on me.
Oh, right. But there isn't anyone else here except you.
Eh? Oh, no sooner in. Ah, well, it's the thought that counts, isn't it? Oh, you have a bunch of shows in.
Coming up.
I've been thinking, you know.
What about?
About this morning. How do I know that the second lot of tea cakes I got weren't just the first lot warmed up and sent back again?
Ah, you don't know really, do you, Joe? Just have to trust me.
Yeah, you can't trust nobody in this village.
I must say, you're looking very smart these days.
Oh,
there you are.
Oh, it should be best suited. Think it out of that, will you? Yeah, come to think of it, you're a bit overdressed yourself for serving behind the bar, aren't you?
Well, Sid and I are going out for dinner. He's just getting the car out.
Right, here's your change. As soon as Clary gets here, we'll be off.
Clary? Oh, blimey. She ain't working here tonight, is she?
Yes, she is. I'm sorry I'm late, Kathy.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, don't you look nice? What lovely scarf. Where'd you get it?
It is nice, isn't it? It was a present. Uh-oh, sounds as if Sid's ready. Do you mind if I go?
No, of course not. You go on and have a lovely time.
Thanks, I will. Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
And where do you think you're off to, Joe?
Me? Oh, I'm going to be going too. Things to do, you
know. Oh, no, you don't. I want a few words with you.
What sort of words?
Like, where you been all day, all dolled up in your best suit sort of words?
Oh, I've been here and there, round about.
Round about Cat and Fiddle, I shouldn't wonder. And another thing, what was my catalogue doing in your room?
I borrowed it, that's all.
And why did I find it left open at the page with reclining chairs on? What are you up to, Joe?
Nothing. Man can dream, can't he?
And I don't suppose by any chance you was dreaming about filling in the order form and buying yourself one.
Never crossed me mind, Gary.
Well, it better not and all, because we ain't got the cash. Which reminds me of something else. Where did you get the money to buy that telly?
Well, now, it's a long story.
I got till closing time.
Yeah. Well, you see, I had this bit of saving, see, and then I met this boat in the Cat and Fiddle. A real bargain it was, and I'd been failing in my duty to let it go, you see.
You're failing in your duty, all right, Joe. Spending money where you ain't got when Eddie and I are trying to save every penny. We can't afford it. Now, something's going on, Joe, and I want to know what it is.
Oh, come and sit down, dear. You look tired.
Oh, I am tired. I've been rushing around all day. I still haven't got everything sorted out for next week.
Nigel not back yet?
Oh, well, that's another thing. He's not coming back.
What?
He sent a fax. He's going on to Manchester until Monday.
Why?
It's some chap he met at this thing in Derby. He works for a big firm in Lancashire that does management training courses.
Oh, where they all go to the country for a few days and end up nearly killing each other.
Interpersonal skills development, it's called, Mum. Anyway, apparently they're dissatisfied with the venue they've been using.
And they're interested in Lower Loxley.
Mm. Well, if they wanted to stay overnight, there'd have to be a tie-up with Grey Gables. But anyway, this fellow suggested Nigel went up to meet his boss and talk it over.
Could be very lucrative.
Yeah. I just wish it wasn't this weekend, that's all. The wedding's tomorrow.
Well, as long as he's back to take you out on Monday night.
I'm sure they're all going to get muddled up, and I still haven't got a pig's head for the medieval banquet.
Come on, darling. You must learn to switch off.
Yeah, well, it's not that easy.
I've got some wine in the fridge from lunchtime. Why don't we finish it together?
Oh, that'd be lovely, but there's so much to do.
Once you've had a rest and a decent sleep, it might not look so daunting.
I don't know.
You listen to your old mother, the voice of experience. Now, take your shoes off. Relax. And drink this.
Oh, it's great. Thanks, Mum. Whatever would we all do without you?
You'd manage.
Oh, I doubt it. I expect you thought you'd have finished having to prop up your daughters by the time we got to this age.
You never finished, dear, as long as you're a mother.
I'm sorry. It's Shuley you should be concentrating on at the moment.
Shuley seemed a lot better today. She came in this morning.
Oh, good.
She looked and sounded much brighter. Her evening out last night seems to have really cheered her up.
Evening out?
Yes. She said Nigel was just the person to take her out of herself.
Nigel? Well, Nigel was visiting his mother last night.
No, dear. He got Nelson to go to see Julia in his place so he could take Shula out. He must have told you, surely.
No, he didn't. I saw him first thing when he gave me my birthday present and card. After that, I didn't hear from him all day.
Well, I'm sure he meant to tell you.
Yes. Yes, I expect he did.
Archers was written by Mick Martin and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. The programme was directed at our Pebble Mill studios by Chris Wallace and the acting editor is Joanna Toy.